morning, sir. I'm calling you from the medical department of Medicare. Hope you're doing well, sir.
Right. Yeah, I've reported you to the FTC and the FBI, and they are investigating your company. Stop what you're doing. You're a fraud. It's all over the FTC.gov. And I called Medicare. They're fully aware. They're waiting for what you're doing. They're going to trace every step you do and hunt you down and put you in jail. You called the wrong guy.
Frederick, I'm just a shipment guy.
You're a scammer. No, you're working for a scam outfit. You're billing people with unauthorized charges on Medicare. They are very aware of it. They've got a website about it. You're using a false number, and sometimes you use Spooftel. Spooftel is also aware that you are misusing their service for fraudulent purposes. Also federal crimes. Impersonating medical professionals and companies. Stop what you're doing. Do something good. You want to tell your children you're doing this? How do you feel? What are they going to think? Oh, my father's a scammer. You're a scammer. Low IQ scammer.
I'm just a shipment guy, sir.
No, you're not. A lot of people said, oh, I was just following orders. The Nazis said that. Okay? You're following orders of scammers.
Go do something good.
Learn a skill and do something good.
A new Medicare card, right? You had a conversation. You're the one who had a conversation and you agreed for a new Medicare card, right?
No, I didn't.
You're the one not
No, I didn't. You got the number wrong. You got my birthday wrong. You got everything wrong. I gave you fake... Nope. I gave you fake information. And they're going to use that to track you. Get out of there while you're not arrested. They're going to be arresting your boss and your fellow staff. Get out of there and do a good job. Okay, bye.